A spokesman for Ivory Coast Prime Minister Guillaume Soro said calm had returned to the north of the country following an armed mutiny during the weekend.
Il fait des consultations, il y a une série de rencontres, il n'y a pas de problème au niveau des Bouaké, tout est calme. Au niveau des Ségéla,
all is calm in Bouaké, he said. All is calm in Ségéla. He added that the Prime Minister has gone to Bouaké, where he has spoken. The spokesman said Prime Minister Soro, who is also the rebel leader, has been in Bouaké since Sunday. There, Mr. Soro ordered his commanders to maintain the calm. He said the mutiny threatened the credibility of the entire rebel group. Reports from Ségéla said the fighting left one mutineer dead and others wounded. The mutineers sought the protection of UN forces as a condition to lay down their arms. The mutineers are from an armed civilian militia that took part in the 2002 rebellion, but are not fully integrated with the rebel movement. Government reports said a group of about 60 took up arms Saturday in the town of Vavua, and the violence then spread to nearby Ségéla. The group is upset with recent changes in the rebels' command structure. One leader, Zachariah Kone, was recently dismissed after failing to show up at a pre-disarmament ceremony. A spokesman for the mutineers, calling himself Corporal Ahmed, told reporters that they also want to negotiate demobilization pay and other benefits. UN Force in Ivory Coast spokesman Mustafa Defir confirmed the UN is protecting the mutineers.
No, they are in their garrisons, and we are having our troops close by so they can protect them.
Defir says that the UN role as an impartial force is to provide security for all sides and to facilitate negotiations. In March of 2007, the rebels signed a peace agreement with President Laurent Gbagbo. Mr. Soro was named prime minister shortly after. Post-war elections, which have already been delayed twice, are now scheduled for November 30th. Key aspects of the peace deal, like disarming former fighters and issuing voting cards to hundreds of thousands of undocumented northerners, remain unfinished. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.